610 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Unique honor for me this morning to be able to talk to, I'm just going to say, a local hero. Joey Kerman is an EMS supervisor for Escambia County. And he's already had a fairly busy morning, you know, just another day at the office, working shootings, working a car versus a house, and he sees it all. And last week, something very, very interesting happened. Joey, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have
you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. By the way, when my old producer, Davis, left and then went to work for the county as the PIO for your division for emergency medical, I know he did his, and for fire, he did his ride-along with you. So you come highly recommended, you know, both as a trainer and as a responder. So I'll take it.
Hey, it's the honor's mine.
All right, so what happened last week? You guys were holding calls, which has been an ongoing issue. That means that you're not, you know, you're being very cautious about how you deploy resources based on the need. But a very interesting call came in last week, right?
It did. We had a woman who was actually, she was due the next day. And, you know, we make plans, somebody else laughs, right? That's how it works. And, you know, she, my dispatcher called me and she said, I have a baby being born. I said, I'm on it. Walked in, and thankfully myself and City Fire, they were there, very helpful. And we delivered a very healthy, beautiful baby boy. Mom and baby were doing wonderful. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for a smoother, better delivery as well as a better team to be with. And unfortunately, Dad wasn't there, but we did let Grandma cut the cord, and it was she was elated. And to me, that's the best part of that job.
So, lots of questions because I think it's fascinating. But first of all, I just want to emphasize this. You guys were holding calls, and yet, so you couldn't deploy a team because you didn't have anybody to deploy. But the call came in, and you had a labor in action, and you just went as a supervisor. Is that normal for supervisors to go out to the field like that?
Oh, I mean, I'm always one to go in the field, and most of my cohorts are as well. You know, you can't lead from the behind. You got to lead in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think, and to me, that if you ask any of my crews, that they'll tell you I'll be there, my hands dirty. It doesn't matter. And so, you know, when we're holding calls, what do? You prioritize and you go. It's a triage system just like at the hospital. And so we do field triage kind of. And our eyes and ears are our dispatchers who do a wonderful job.
Now, what level would that be, like a B, a C, a D? What level of response would a woman in labor typically garner?
I believe we would get a delta level at that point.
Okay.
But I'm not totally sure. However, you know, thankfully we had units at hospitals and they cleared up. They weren't
very
too
good.
Far behind me.
So you were able to hand it off to a regular team to take her to the hospital?
Absolutely.
So baby, you said, is totally healthy. Everything went fine. One question I always have about this, because in my experience, which is only three kids, in my experience, first pregnancies, you know, in TV, it's always like, oh, my God, here it comes. And 10 minutes later or 5 minutes, you got a baby. But first pregnancies are like 20 hours. You know, it's a long day. It's only when you get to the second or third or fourth child that you can have the very fast delivery. This was not her first child, I'm assuming, but you tell me.
It was her fourth.
There you go. Okay. So things can be a little bit more accelerated when you're dealing with subsequent kids.
She thought she was going to have, you know, just like maybe a light Braxton Hicks type contraction, but baby had other plans.
Wow, that's great. So is this something, I mean, does this happen very often? Because I know there's been other cases where, you know, you guys have, even on the phone, sometimes the dispatcher is talking somebody through delivery, which is, it's, you know, I cannot imagine trying to do that. But have you've delivered other babies before, or is this the first one?
This was my 12th.
What?
Yeah.
What, in the field, 12 deliveries?
In the field, yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. I'm just, do you get paid like an OBGYN? I mean, what, you know, that's wow. So do you keep,
well,
do you,
we can only wish, but no.
Right.
But we do a lot. We're not a lot of people know everything that we do, but you know, we have some amazing, and it's not about me. It's everyone of my coworkers, my team. They're just some amazing people, and they deliver babies. They diagnose heart attacks, transmit to the hospital so they can get to the cath lab quicker, diagnose strokes in the field. I mean, these are some amazing folks.
That has got to be an incredibly satisfying, rewarding, I mean, like, probably when the first time happened, you're like, oh my God, amazing. And then even still, every time, it's just got to be, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling being able to especially have a beautiful, healthy child given to the mother. Just the amount of love that you see there, it's amazing, because a lot of times it's just a miscalculation. I didn't think I was going to actually deliver. Unfortunately, by the time they realize, it's too late.
Yeah. Well, and I know, like, with my wife, the third, you know, they're all delay at the hospital, and they're like, oh, no, it's time to go, you know, because it can happen pretty quickly. Hey, last thing, Joey, is do you by chance keep up with any of these women, the kids? Do you follow up? Is there any follow-up, or is it just kind of like you did your thing, and now you're on to whatever the next emergency is?
There's been a couple that I have followed up on. They were more complicated, where I actually had to do some resuscitation.
Oh, wow.
To the child. But for me, it's I never let them know how close they were.
Yeah.
I try and, you know, I stay the same flat type demeanor, so nobody gets concerned. I always tell patients and families, you don't worry unless I start worrying.
Wow.
And yeah. It usually brings a level of calm.
And you try to stay as calm as possible. And I imagine the calmer you get, the more nervous I should be if I knew that was the case.
Exactly. So it should be our secret.
That's right. We won't tell anybody. We won't put it on the radio or nothing.
No, not at all.
Joey Kerman is an emergency medical services supervisor for Escambia County, and he has delivered 12 babies. Oh, my God. That's amazing. Hey, Joey, yes. Thank you for your service. And I know you represent a whole team of people who also have done amazing things. Please pass along my thanks to all of them for the work that they do every day, and, you know, keeping us safe and healthy and saving lives and bringing kids into the world. It's a great job, and I appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.